This is Alive with Joseph.
Give the Lord your praise. Hallelujah. Okay, let's get into our foundation scriptures. Then I'm just going to share with us tonight, you know, what I titled Reversing or Correcting Contrary Voices. Correcting Contrary Voices. Matthew chapter 13 from verse 1 to 9. It says, the same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside, and great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore, and he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow, and when he had sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside. The fowls came and devoured them, and some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of the earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched. And because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some on an hundredfold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Whoever has ears, let him hear. So even the seeds that fell on good grounds, still not all of them delivered the same result. Some brought forth 60-fold, some brought forth 30, and some 100-fold. So please, I will need all of your attention tonight, so that by the time we will be praying, you will pray with the depth of understanding that the Holy Ghost will be giving to you in this session. So that by the time you pray, you are praying in faith, you're praying in understanding, and also you're able to put a demand on scriptures and on the covenant that Jesus has with our God on our behalf. So I'll need you to follow me with keen interest, because I believe the journey we're about to undertake within these few minutes, it will change your life. Because by the time I'm done tonight, some of you will begin to realize why certain things has not been working in your life. Why certain things that were supposed to have worked have not worked. Some of you will begin to have answers to loads of questions, because you will be armed to go live a victorious life by the reason of what the Lord will be saying to you tonight. I've come to understand that every action, every reaction, and every response of humans is in the direction of voices. That is to say, every action, every reaction, every response of every human being on the earth is in direction of voices. And that is why you and I must know the power and the effect of voices in our lives and destiny. The Bible tells us that day unto day utter a speech. Day unto day utter a speech. So that means every day has a voice. Every day has a voice. Every day has a voice. So every step, every action, every reaction, every response of humans, most often than not, it is the interpretation of voices. It is the interpretation of voices. That is why, as a believer, you and I must make sure that there are no contrary voices that is speaking louder over our lives than the voice of scriptures, so that you and I can be able, when we understand that and are intentional about that, we are able now to make sure that we regulate whatever voice is speaking over us, so that you and I do not begin to respond, react, or act out what those contrary voices are speaking over us. Because if you're not intentional, you will begin to act out and react and respond to the contrary voices that are speaking over you. Understand that voices have the ability to regulate. Voices have the ability to direct. Voices have the ability to manipulate. Voices have the ability to contradict and confuse. Most of your actions is a response to an inaudible voice. Most of your actions, that is to say, you know, most of the things that control human life, it's inaudible voice. That is, to control your life, you must be able to determine the voices that is filtering into your atmosphere. You must be able to determine the voices that are filtering into your atmosphere. And I pray for you today, any voice that have been filtering, the voices filtering into your atmosphere that is holding you down, to today, by the blood of Jesus, I command those voices be suspended in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23, NIV translation, he said, Lord, I know that people's lives are not their own. It is not for them to direct their steps. Every time you take a step, you are responding to a voice. Every time you make plans, you are interpreting voices. That is to say, as a believer, every time you take a step, every time you make a plan, you are interpreting voices. And that is why you need to be careful with the voices around you. You need to be careful with the voices around you. Some of you are great seeds, but you are falling into soil where the voices in that soil has not favored your destiny. Where the voices in that soil has diminished your output. That is why as a believer, you need to be very careful, because every destiny is a sum total of the voices they have permitted and the voices they hear. Every destiny is a sum total of the voices they have permitted and the voices they hear. Moses' life was going on a good way. He was enjoying being a shepherd to his father-in-law Jethro. And I believe he was having fun doing it until one day he saw a burning bush. And by the time he went closer to the burning bush, the voice from the burning bush altered Moses' life forever. The voice from the burning bush altered the life of Moses forever. From that very day till the day he died, his entire life was regulated by the voice he heard from the burning bush. Everything he did was regulated. Going to Egypt was by a voice. Stretching his rod was by a voice. When he went to the mountain to receive the tablets containing the Ten Commandments, it was by a voice. Everything Moses did after that encounter at the burning bush was by a voice. That is, the outcome of your life is a result of what is speaking to you. The outcome of your life is a result of what is speaking to you. And that is why Jesus takes the time to tell us to be careful of idle words, because everyone will give an account of every idle words that comes out of their mouth. So friends, you are not the one directing your steps. You are responding to voices. Hear me, friends. Voices have power. Voices have ability. Voices have capacity to regulate your activities. You may live to act, react, and respond to voices. Your entire life, hear me, friends, you are acting and responding to voices. Every human manifestation is an interpretation of an inaudible voice. Every human manifestation. As you are hearing the voices, you are taking steps. As you are hearing voices, you are taking steps. Some voices are the voices of your inner man. Some voices are, some people actually sometimes will tell you, they hear even audible voice around them. Hallelujah. And I pray for you today, any voice that will not help you advance the course of your destiny, I silence them in the name of Jesus. I say any voice that will not allow you to become, any voice that is ordering you in the wrong direction, I declare tonight, let that voice catch fire in the name of Jesus. I declare on that voice, Holy Ghost fire in the name of Jesus. Voices. Creation came into existence by a voice. Everything created came by a voice. When you study the book of Genesis, when you look at chapter 1, verse 3 says, and God said, let there be light, and there was light, and God said, and God said, and God said. All throughout Genesis chapter 1, it is, and God said, and God said, and God said. So the entire creation came into existence by a voice. It came into existence by a voice. And because everything was created by a voice, that is why creation naturally responds to a voice. Creation responds to voice. Because why? Creation came into existence by a voice. Creation came into existence by a voice. And God said. That is why the Bible said, whatever Adam called the animals, that was what they became. Voice. Hallelujah. So everything is a creation of voice. And if everything is a creation of voice, or if everything came into existence by a voice, it then means everything will respond to voices. That is why, as a believer, you must become what God wants you to be. And if you must become what God wants you to be, you must be able to decide which voices are the loudest over your life. If you must achieve what needs to be achieved, then you must be conscious of the voices that are speaking into your life. You must be conscious of the voices that are in your atmosphere. You must be conscious of the voices that your spirit is picking up. Listen, our spirit picks up voices. Our spirit man is picking up voices. You need to be conscious. What are the voices your spirit man is keep picking up? That is why when you pick up voices, by the time you go to sleep in the dream, those voices start interpreting themselves. In the natural, you didn't know you have picked up voices. But by the time you sleep, your dreams are messed up. Because why? Voices never die. Give Jesus praise tonight. Hallelujah. And that's why tonight as we pray, you are going to be correcting the error of contrary voices in the name of Jesus. Do you know that messages are containers of voices? Messages are containers of voices. When messages are read, the voices find expression. Haven't you noticed that let's assume I send you a message now. When you read it, you will hear my voice. When you read it, you hear my voice. That is why sometimes I will always tell my wife, you know, don't send messages because someone can misinterpret. Because you can send a message, you know, a very short message, and someone will interpret it that you're angry. Whereas you're not angry. It might just be that you're so much in a hurry and you said, okay. Amen. Voice messages are an expression of voices. So when someone sends you a message, one of the things you notice is you read the message, you're hearing their voice. The very moment you start reading the words, you start hearing their voice through the messages you are reading. You start hearing their voice through the messages. That is why you're careful what kind of messages that you see. When you read a book, it is a voice that is speaking to you. When you read a letter, it is a voice that is speaking to you. It's not just words. It is a voice. When you read an email, it is a voice that is speaking to you. That is why someone can pick up a message and read the message and their entire countenance will change. Because why? It's a voice. It's a voice. Voices are not expression of words only. Voices are spirits. When a person is being oppressed by spirits, hear me, it is an indication that there are a barrage of voices over the person's life. Voices are spirits. Voices. Jesus said, the words that I speak to you, you can put that scripture on the screen as well. The words that I speak to you, they are spirits, they are life. You'll find that in John chapter 6, verse 63. Our Savior said that. He said, it is a spirit. He said, let me just call on my scripture. He said, it is a spirit that quickeneth life, that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, they are life. They are spirit, they are alive. The voice you hear, they are spirit, they are alive. The reason, you know, I'm showing you all of this is so that you can begin to see why you should make sure your own voice is the loudest over your life. That is why you should make sure your own voice, that is why you wake up in the morning, your voice must be the loudest over your life above everything through prayers. When we ask you to pray, to be prayed, the prayer should be the first thing you do in the morning, is so that before the voice of social media registers over your day, your own voice has registered over the day. Give Jesus praise tonight. So before the voice of that email, that SMS will register, your own voice, by decreeing and declaring, it has registered over the atmosphere. So that by the time every other voice manifests during the course of the day, your voice is the subduing voice over your life. Hallelujah. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Amen. So when we ask you to wake up in the morning to pray, it's not to punish you. It's because we know that there are contrary voices. You can't wake up in the morning and your voice is not registered first. It's easy to say, I can pray later in the day. Listen, yes, I know later in the day you can pray. But before you are able to pray later in the day, voices have already blanketed the atmosphere. Now you start laboring under a covered atmosphere. Day unto day, utterest speech. Day unto day, utterest speech. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I pray for you today. Any voice that is not in your favor, tonight is the last night you will hear that in the name of Jesus. Tonight is the last night you will hear that voice in the name of Jesus. Those voices that are working tirelessly to derail your life, today I terminate them by fire in the name of Jesus. I declare tonight is the last night you will hear those voices in the name of Jesus. Those contrary voice, I declare Holy Ghost. Give Jesus praise tonight. Satan, understanding the power of voices, knowing the eternal effect of voices, decided to pervert it. And as a result, he has taken many destinies captive. He has manipulated, misdirected, regulated many destinies through the influence of contrary voices. Satan knows that humans respond to voices. He knows we react to voices. He knows our actions are based on voices. That is why when the devil wants to destroy a life, he makes sure that that life comes under the influence of heavy bombardment of contrary voices. Contrary voices. Voices from their soul. Voices from people around them. Their life comes under heavy bombardment of contrary voices. Listen, friends, wrong voices are voices that are opposite of God's will. Wrong voices. There are voices that are opposite of God's intention. Wrong voices are voices that are opposite of God's instructions, God's vision, and God's expectation for your life. Wrong voices. Wrong voices. Hallelujah. In the book of Genesis chapter 49, when Jacob was about to die, he assembled his children and began to speak over them. He said, concerning Reuben, he said, he will be as unstable as water. And he will not accept. Actually, put verse 4 for me on the screen. Put it on the screen for me. Genesis 49 verse 4. When you look at that scripture very well, you will see something that happened in that scripture. He started by, sharing with us the potential of Reuben. He said, Genesis 49 verse 3. Zerubbabel, thou art my firstborn. That is to say, the blessing is to rest on you. My might, the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity, the excellency of power. Reuben was not ordinary. Reuben was not an ordinary human being. But verse 4. He said, unstable at this moment, via a voice, he redirected the destiny of Reuben. He said, unstable as water, you will not excel because you went to thy father's bed. He slept with the father's wife and defiled it. He went up to my couch. So when he defiled, he went to sleep with his father's wife. The father kept quiet and didn't say anything. Pretended as if I have forgiven. Then on his deathbed, he used words. He never used hands, he used words and redirected the destiny of Reuben. And Reuben never recovered from that. I pray for you. Any word that has been spoken by anyone who has authority over you that has redirected your life. I stand here today with the rod of higher authority by the covenant of redemption. I command that redirection be terminated by fire in the name of Jesus. I cancel it in the name of Jesus. I cancel it in the name of Jesus. He redirected his life. By a voice, by those words, the entire tribe of Reuben came under a strange voice. When you study further the Bible, you will understand that there was no one prominent person that came out of the tribe of Reuben. No one prominent person came out of the tribe of Reuben. Not one. The potential of Reuben was incapacitated by a voice. Even when you study further, you know, the voice did not just stop there. The voice began to reduce them until Moses had to play the role of an intercessor and interceded for them not to come to an end. So he interceded and stopped the spirit of reduction that was reducing them. And that was as far as he could go. I pray for you today. Whatever voice is not allowing you to excel the way you ought to excel, I stand here by the voice of the blood of Jesus. I correct that error in the name of Jesus. I declare you shall excel in the name of Jesus. Your life will not be cut short in the name of Jesus. You will no longer be limited in the name of Jesus. Friends, there are voices that are contrary to your expectation. There are voices that are working in contrast to your desires. And I pray for you today, those voices, you will hear them no more in the name of Jesus. I say you will hear them no more in the name of Jesus. You will hear them no more in the name of Jesus. There are voices contrary. There are voices. Many of you, the reason why things have not been working the way it should is because of the contrary voices that are speaking. And the problem is many are not speaking. So the voices keeps coming, keeps coming. Listen, when anybody tells you anything, don't keep quiet. Return it back. Respond immediately. Because if you do not, the word sustains. Hallelujah. Many are under the influence of contrary voices. And by contrary voices, people have committed suicide. By contrary voices, people have committed murder. By contrary voices, people have done regrettable things. By contrary voices. Contrary voices has redirected many destinies. Many destinies have been aborted because of contrary voices. Marriages have been scattered because of contrary voices. Relationships have been overturned because of contrary voices. Churches have been scattered because of contrary voices. Businesses have collapsed because of contrary voices. Haven't you seen businesses will tell us, you know, when we do well, tell everybody else. But when we do badly, come and tell us. Because they know by your voice, you can tear down their business. Businesses have collapsed because of contrary voices. That is why you're a business person. You don't keep quiet. Every morning, after morning prayers, as you are entering, you're blasting in tongues. You are declaring, not you're entering, you know, the next thing you're doing, you're drinking coffee first. You're entering, you know, the next thing you're doing. No. You use words. Business center is a place, is a venue for voices. For example, if you own a restaurant, people are eating, they are complaining about your restaurant. Those are voices. People are eating, they are cursing at your restaurant. You don't know what is going on. The chef probably have done some rubbish food. And they are angry. They say, what kind of rubbish place is this? The place continues to be a rubbish place. You can't own business and you're not prayerful. My sister, they tell you, prayer is not everything. Listen. Keep listening to those are voices that are redirecting your destiny. Keep listening. Prayer is not everything. Prayer is not everything. Continue. Keep listening to those useless voices. Voices are spirits. Businesses have been hindered from progressing because of voices. Hallelujah. Understand that every voice is empowered by a spirit. In the book of 2 Samuel chapter 21, the Bible said, year after year, there was famine in the land. Then David decided to go to God in prayers. And God told him that it was because of what Saul did. And what did Saul, what did he do? He broke the covenant that Joshua and the Gibeonites had. In Joshua chapter 9, the children of Israel and the Gibeonites entered into a covenant. And by that covenant, a voice was empowered. By that covenant, a voice was empowered. As soon as Saul killed the Gibeonites, the voice that was empowering the covenant was activated. That was why when that voice was activated, the first thing you saw that was happening to Saul was insanity. Saul started, he started losing his mind. And what happened? Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. What happened? They had to invite David to come and play and sing so that a superior voice can subdue the voice that is confusing Saul. So every time David plays, the Bible says the evil spirits, they will leave. Because a superior voice comes to dwell on David, on Saul. Give Jesus praise tonight. The voices started confusing him. That is why the morning prayer is not just a ploy to get you to be online with me. No. The morning prayer is a tool to empower your voice over the day. You can't be doing every other thing and your day is left naked. There are contrary voices speaking against you. There are voices that is not audible. Why do I pray? Do I pray for a live church? There are voices that want a live church to go down. It didn't start today from the days of Grace Revolution. It didn't start today. Hallelujah. There are voices. Voices that are coming through satanic prophecies, demonic visions and dreams. Our voice is louder. I understand. I know there are voices every day. Voices. That's why I will never keep quiet. Let them speak. I keep speaking. Let them speak. I keep speaking. They speak. I speak. They say, hey. I say, hey, hey. They say, hey, hey, hey. I say, ha, 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 ha. That devil is a bastard. I declare over you, every contrary voice be silenced in the name of Jesus. Be silenced in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Hallelujah. From the days of the corner, one drunk sister rose up and said, this church will never go beyond this place. That was a voice. I said to her, you will not die. You will live in this same city. You will see a live church. And she's still alive. And she's seeing a live church. Voices. I could have kept quiet. And I tell you, the church would have died by corner Excelsior. Don't keep quiet, my friend. Don't keep quiet. They speak, you speak. This is a speaking word. This planet is a talking planet. Keep talking, keep talking, keep talking. Keep talking, keep talking, keep talking. You saw how the U.S. president, by talking, lied all over the place. The very moment he lifted his voice and lied, the market came crashing down by a voice. And brought out fake pictures by a voice. By a voice. He didn't come to remove the market. Just by a voice, lying for. That is why every day you wake up, you cancel lying tongue. And I stand here today. Every lying tongue against our nation, I command them be silenced in the name of Jesus. Every lying tongue against South Africa, I command those tongues be silenced forever in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Hallelujah. Lying tongue. Every day humans wake up and they lie against your destiny. They tell others what is not true about your life. Will you keep quiet? No. You replace it with the voice of truth. You announce the truth of God's word over your life. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am blessed and not cursed. I am lifted above the curse. I am the head and not the tail. I am the best that God has created. I will champion my generation to the agenda of God. I declare over you tonight, you are lifted. You will never come down in the name of Jesus. You are blessed to be a blessing in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise tonight if you believe it. Voices. Voices. Everyday voices. Nations have been destroyed because of voices. communities destroyed because of voices. Day after day, pause for speech. That is why the morning prayer, you don't play with it. My friend, don't play with the morning prayer. Join it. Join it. Join it. Don't let the devil cheat you. Join it. The Bible says in Psalm 19 verse 2, NIV translation, as we close somewhere here, it said day after day, they pour forth speech. Did you see that? It said day after day, they pour. They pour forth speech. They pour forth. They are pouring speech. In the midst of this speech that is being pouring forth, where are your own words? Where are your own words over your day? Listen, friends, every voice is empowered. Every voice is empowered by witchcraft, empowered by bitterness, empowered by jealousy, empowered by anger. Every voice is empowered by envy. And every voice is empowered by ancestral vows. Every voice is empowered by satanic altars. Every voice is empowered. Bitterness, contrary voices. Every contrary voice, they're empowered. They are empowered by bitterness, anger, jealousy, envy, rage, witchcraft. Sometimes people speak because they are jealous. Every voice is empowered. When you study the book of Numbers, when Balak wanted to curse Israel, he employed a marabout named Balaam. I hope you know that Balaam was not a man of God. He's a marabout. He's a ninyanga. He's a foul devil. Inasmuch as the donkey spoke to him, he was not a man of God. So Balak employed a marabout called Balaam. And he said to him, "You want me to, this thing you want me to say," look for the scripture, put for me please. He said, "We will need to build an altar to empower what I'm about to say." He said, "What I'm about to say needs to be empowered. I need an altar." So they built about 7 altars or so on which he stood to declare what he wanted to declare. Because he was saying to Balak that if we just speak it like that, it will not work. Build me an altar that will empower my voice. And altars were built, and Balaam and Balak stood on the altars, built to empower their voices. You may not be aware of what altar is empowering the contrary voices speaking over you. But you need to understand you have a superior voice called the voice of the blood of Jesus. That is, whatever is empowering the voices cannot, you know, be stronger than the voice of the blood of Jesus. So he said, and Balak said unto Balaam, what? Now, he came to one of the altars now. He returned unto him, and lo, he stood by his burnt sacrifice, he and all the princes of Moab. Next verse. And he took up his parable and said, Balak the king of Moab had brought me from Aram out of the mountains of the east, saying, come curse me Jacob, come defy Israel. Next verse. How shall I curse? At this moment now, the spirit of the living God had to now redirect his words. God didn't allow him to come down from that mountain without saying something over his people. Why? Because he was already in a place of empowerment. So God had to now use his voice to bless his people. God didn't allow him to say, okay, you're not going to curse them, come down. No. There needed to be a replacement. So God had to replace. Now God said, how shall I curse whom God had blessed, had not cursed? How shall I defy whom the Lord had not defied? Next verse. For from the top of the rocks I see them. From the hills I behold him. Lo, the people shall dwell alone and shall not be reckoned among the nations. There will be a different nation altogether. Who can count the dust of Jacob and the number of the fourth part of Israel? Let me die the death of the righteous. Let my last end be like this. Continue. Verse. And Balak said unto me, what hast thou done unto me? I took thee to curse my enemies. But now you are blessing them altogether. What are you doing? That will be your testimony in the name of Jesus. Every curse is reversed into a blessing in the name of Jesus. Their intention is to curse you. I declare tonight, standing on a higher ground, lifting up higher authority, it is replaced with a blessing in the name of Jesus. Replaced with a blessing in the name of Jesus. It is replaced with a blessing in the name of Jesus. He now continued verse 12. He now said in verse 12 quickly, and he answered, I said, must I not take heed to speak that which the Lord had put in my mouth? God arrested him on that mountain and put words in his mouth that he would speak over his people. I came today with words from the mouth of the Almighty God in my mouth to declare over you. I announce over your life tonight, every contrary voice be silenced in the name of Jesus. I correct the error of contrary voice in the name of Jesus. I overturn the error of contrary voice in the name of Jesus. Every contrary voice be silenced by fire in the name of Jesus. I bless you in the name of Jesus. I say, I bless you in the name of Jesus. I bless you in the name of Jesus. Contrary voices are also empowered by covenants. They are empowered by vows. They are empowered by altars. Some of you are laboring under a cloud of voices that has been empowered by heavy sacrifice in the spirit realm. But I declare over you tonight, on the wings of these 3 days, the voices over you that has not favored your life is silenced in the name of Jesus. I say it is silenced in the name of Jesus. It is silenced in the name of Jesus. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 12:24, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the sprinkling, to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Let's rise and let's pray. That is why the scripture tells us, Matthew 16:19, is I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth via words. You don't bind with your physical hands. You bind with words. Now lift your voice first of all. Begin to give God a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Thank him first of all. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you are blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Mogocha. Till next time, God bless.